Republican Secretary of State John Merrill has won a second term. He wins out over Democrat Heather Milam, 61% to 39%. And Republican State Auditor Jim Ziegler has also won a second term. He beat Democrat Miranda Joseph by a margin of 61% to 39%. In the Attorney General's race, incumbent Republican Steve Marshall defeated Joseph Siegelman 59% to 41%. In the race for Lieutenant Governor, Republican Will Ainsworth defeated Democrat Will Boyd. Ainsworth came out with 61% to Boyd's 39%. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Hey everyone, it's Christy from Blue Water Broadcasting. We are in the middle of our second week for the annual holiday food drive, and we are live right now at Jack Ingram Motors, your Mercedes-Benz dealer. We're on Eastern Boulevard, and we have the Blue Water Broadcasting Sprinter van ready to collect your non-perishable food donations for our second annual holiday food drive. The holidays are coming up. People are wondering what kind of feasts, what kind of meals are going to be putting on the table for their family, and for a lot of families in the River Region. That's something they just cannot have on their mind because they can't afford it. And we want to help these families in the River Region be able to have a great holiday feast with their family and take that worry off their minds. Come and see us. We're going to be here till 1 today. The Blue Water Broadcasting Sprinter van. Drop off your non-perishables. We would love to meet you and do some good in the River Region community because you'll help us out and you'll feel better too. Christy here from Blue Water Broadcasting. We'll see you soon.
You don't have to sacrifice style to have a floor that's 100% waterproof for life. Because the Home Depot has Pergo Outlast Plus laminate starting at just $279 a square foot. With 22 colors, including on-trend grays, Pergo Outlast Plus can fit any style, in any room, beautifully, and resist water. Get Pergo Outlast Plus starting at just $279 a square foot at the number one Pergo waterproof laminate flooring retailer, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, see warranty for details.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why should I pay the same amount for a compact parking space as I do for a regular space, right? What kind of lot doesn't reward me for selflessly buying a smaller car to provide more parking room for others?
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years. And they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Battle for control of Congress.
The Democrats will reclaim control of the U.S. House of Representatives, winning new power.
Of the midterm elections, Republicans are going to keep the Senate.
In Tennessee, one woman was killed when a tornado ripped her home apart. Tornadoes also reported in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama.
A jury finding Bangladeshi immigrant Akayed Ullah guilty of federal terrorism charges. He was caught in December detonating a bomb strapped to his body at the height of New York City's rush hour.
Chris Watts pleading guilty to murdering his pregnant wife and two young daughters, leaving their bodies in this Colorado oil field.
The body of Army National Guard Major Brent Taylor returned to U.S. soil.
The man suspected of sending more than a dozen pipe bombs to critics of President Trump was ordered held without bail in his first appearance in a New York federal court.
Duncan Hines recalling nearly 2.5 million boxes of cake mix because of possible salmonella contamination.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
70 degrees outside. Let me check on the stock market. It was up quite a bit a little while ago. Stock market is up 377 points. Divided government. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself. The one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Doing very well. That was an interesting night last night.
No, sure, yeah.
A little divided government there.
Yeah, exactly.
Always good for a stock market. We got a lot to go over today. A lot of interesting things happened from last night. But let's start out with the economy historically performs better with a split Congress.
A majority of voters say they feel confident about the nation's economy. Our CBS News exit poll found about two-thirds of voters think the economy is excellent or good. That's the highest number in a midterm election since 1998. But 49% also said their family's financial position is about the same as it was 2 years ago. Melody, what do you make of that discrepancy?
Well, I think part of the issue is the fact that wages have been stagnant mostly. They are now going up. We're seeing it in a brisk pace. And so people are now seeing bigger paychecks. I think the other thing was the tax cut that was so big at the time largely affected corporate America as opposed to individuals. So people did not see that money in their paychecks.
Didn't pass or in their pocketbooks. On to them.
Correct.
What do you think the market's reaction will be to divided government that we now have?
So this is interesting. I actually just went back to history to look at this. I looked at midterm elections since the late 1940s. There have been 18 of them. 1 year after every single midterm, the stock market was up. Every single one. Huh. Now, we have that saying in the mutual fund industry, past performance is not a guarantee of future results, but that is the data. And interestingly, the better performing periods are periods where the houses were split in terms of leadership.
How about that for interesting? So it was funny, on Monday when we did our conference thing where you do, you call in and you listen to kind of what's going on, that was brought up. That exact same thing on Monday before the election. I didn't mention it because I didn't want to try to jinx anything. But I thought that was an interesting analogy and some background information for you, and that's certainly proven in the 337 points up today, and could bode well for a very, very good November, December, particularly after such a bad October. Let's listen to the second part of this.
So what do you expect when the markets open this morning coming up?
Well, we probably will see a strong open. The Dow futures are pointing towards a strong open, up 200 points or so as when I last looked. But one day is a blip in the market. It's really the longer term story that matters. And I love that saying that Warren Buffett has, markets are stronger than governments. At the end of the day, that's what will, you know, rule the day.
We always turn to the Oracle of Omaha for words of wisdom. Yeah. We're entering our 10th year of an economic recovery. Is there anything you see on the horizon that worries you about a downturn?
There's not a lot to get nervous about. I mean, it's a stunning time economically. When you look at the jobs numbers, which will continue to be strong, when you look at the wage inflation, which has to be managed, and the Fed is looking at that inflation overall, but the fact that people are doing better and making more money, that is a really good story. We virtually have full employment in the United States. It's just not something we've seen in a long time. When you talk to individual companies and the CEOs, which I do a lot, they're saying that their businesses are solid. And so there's nothing, there are no giant red flags. I think the thing we have to worry about, the trade skirmish, I won't call it a war, what's going on there, and will the Democrats play into that as well?
In China in particular.
And Melody, in infrastructure, if by some grace of God there's compromise in Washington between the Democrats and President Trump and an infrastructure plan, which America needs, right? And could
desperately.
The market and businesses would love that too.
They would love it, but I think it's it's a super long shot because of the deficit. The deficit grew so much because of the tax cut. I think that is going to be a really hard sell, even though these bridges and roads desperately need it. The construction industry would benefit tremendously, and that would ultimately, again, affect everyday people. But I think it's going to be hard to get it done.
So I wanted to pass that on to the audience for those investors out there that are a little concerned about the market. But as she said, past performance is not an insurance of future performance here. Another interesting thing that happened last night that was not on a national basis, but in our local state, that, by the way, Jay Love did a very good job on WSFA last night. Congratulations to Jay for filling in for Dick Brubaker. But every single seat where a Republican was challenging a Democrat in the House or Senate, they won. They picked up one in the Senate and four in the House. And now they have a total, and this is an astounding number, as it loads for my little messing around with things here. Sorry. So now in the House, they have 77 Republican seats. 28 are held by Democrats, 77 are held by Republicans. That is a super majority. All of the members that are in the House are members of the Black Caucus. And in the Senate, they have 27 out of 35, leaving only 8 seats in the Senate for the Democrats, 7 of which are members of the Black Caucus. So if you don't think that the Democrat side of the House and what this has done, this is under the failed leadership of Joe Reed and the ADC and the Democrat Party, the state of Alabama. I mean, they are just in shambles. I was shocked when I saw that number.
It is pretty abysmal.
It really, I mean, that's an amazing number for the Republicans to have, which basically means that the Democrats are inert. They're just kind of there. They're not. They're just filling up a desk space there. Now they can slow. They can slow things down on a protocol basis and on kind of how they are managing the floor and such. But all it is just interference. And they're going to be able to basically get through what they want to get through. That's going to be good and positive. And something I really hope they look at is education, and really look at maybe joining the budgets, because this is your chance to do it. Because I don't think it's going to get any better than this. And the census may kind of run against us in the when they redistrict in 2021 for the after the census is done. So congratulations to the Republicans. They really did a good job in maintaining the House. You had the four amendments that we talked about all passed. The amendment on Montgomery County Commission failed, and the amendment in Elmore County passed. So, all in all, it was a good night. I'm talking about it was like, when you look at the numbers in Alabama, you know, 64% type win by the governor.
Essentially a 60-40 night.
Yeah. It really was. I mean, there was only one school board race that was won by a Dem that was out there, and it's not a statewide race, it's a district race.
And the school board should be as nonpartisan as possible, so well, hopefully it's a good Dem.
Yeah. It really was amazing to see that night and to see how everything cleanly happened. Everything was good. John Merrill did an excellent job. Yeah. The vote turnout, I went back and looked at some of the precincts we were talking about, was enormous. They did exactly what we were talking about. They exercised their 2020 muscle in 2018, and because that's going to be an important one.
And I think this is good for the state. After everything that happened with Governor Bentley, KIV, I have to say, and her staff have done a wonderful job of creating some normalcy. Just don't rock the boat. But now that we have a completely clean slate with all new slots in the executive branches and departments and a new legislature ready to go, I hope Alabama starts doing some clear structural changes that can be done as to the best of our ability.
Well, and the other thing is we've been operating without a lieutenant governor, and it's right. You can say you didn't really miss it, we didn't notice it, but different things of committee assignments and things like that. These committee assignments and working with the Senate is going to be important, and I think Ainsworth will be able to do that. Yeah. I think he will be a good positive person for that because he's got the background for it, having come from the Senate. So this is going to be interesting to watch how Alabama takes this victory and what they do with it on a legislative basis. And again, I hope they will tackle education because you're not going to have a better chance to do it where you can actually pass amendments to the Constitution with nothing but Republican votes here and really get something positively done where you're basically kind of unleashing our education system and getting it out of governmental hands and getting it more into the people's hands where they're voting through either vouchers or select schools and things like that, doing more magnet schools, doing things that are very positive for the state. Because in Montgomery, I'll tell you, if we can get the Montgomery public school system operating correctly, Montgomery would just flourish like crazy. It's a great place to live with one exception. And that's education.
Yep.
And I'll have clients that will be moving in that are big manufacturing type people, major kind of players in the technology business through Gunner. I have one that came from another state and met with him, and he said, you know, my company is having to pay for my private school for my kids. Now, I'm having to pay tax on that money, but they're paying for it. And what they're doing is now they're going to actually start a fund with, you know, under the new provision that Dick Brubaker worked on, where you can donate into a plan.
Yes.
And use that money for education. That's what they're doing, because I connected him with the people who know about that. And so he said, thank you for telling me that, because my company, which is the head of it here, is going to go do that. So that was a positive move. Thank you, Dick Brubaker. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WinCreek.com for complete rules.
United for your comfort.
I'm here with Shane from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort, with another good reason to call United.
United's trained service techs are qualified to service and repair any and all name brands and will find the problem and fix it right the first time.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United hires and maintains a professional, prompt, and courteous service team who take care of thousands of families in the River Region every year.
No matter if you have a gas or heat pump system, call for a tune-up to make sure your heater is working safely and properly. And if your system has struggled cooling and heating all year, call us for a free estimate to replace it.
For a limited time, get low off-season pricing. What are you waiting for? Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560. United.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Quiet, roomy, and downright plush. Sounds like a five-star hotel, right? Well, close, except this one has four wheels under it. It's the all-new, fully redesigned 2019 Ram 1500 of Brubaker, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. From luxury truck to work truck, the Ram 1500 delivers a smooth ride without sacrificing towing or hauling capability. It's lighter, stronger, and fine-tuned for improved ride comfort, off-road capability, and load leveling. These are creature features you can't get from a hotel. Trucks have no business being this nice in sight, but don't be fooled by the sedan-like ride. The new 2019 Ram 1500 can tow up to 12,750 pounds or shoulder as much as 2,300 pounds of payload. Come experience the difference of the all-new, redesigned 2019 Ram 1500 at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We're in Prattville, Montgomery, and always online at Brubaker.com. Better vehicles, better service, and better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Interesting night last night. They've called Montana for tester, by the way. He won by 5,219 votes. That's a big number out of 450,000. Forgot to mention, first-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing, which will be today, by the way, for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. First-time callers. But then, any caller, including Papa B, can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? It's things that you put in there. How about that? Let's go to Papa B. Papa B, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Kind of a mixed bag last night, wasn't it?
It was. And it's kind of, you know, I was sitting there. I was watching Lexington, Kentucky, Louisville, Kentucky TV.
Yeah.
I was looking at Indiana TV. I was looking at Virginia TV on my various methods here. And it's funny, the bellwether one in Kentucky, Kentucky 6, it held.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
And what's his name? Brad was doing okay, and then at the very last minute, he kicked out of bed, and Comstock fell out of bed. But
yeah,
and then it started as kind of sweep. But the typical ones you thought were going to lose, they didn't lose. It was the marginal ones. And let me tell you what I blame it on, Papa B.
Okay.
The Republicans did a lousy job of getting ready for the House races. They thought of themselves as all these separate little House races, and everybody is a lone soldier with their M16 out in the battlefield. They should have really embraced health care. I think that the John McCain vote, thumbs down, screwed everything up, because Republicans looked like they tore it up and then couldn't fix it. And that's what got people mad. Healthcare was the number one issue in those House districts. It wasn't in state races, but it was in House districts.
Yeah. Well, the Republicans have, you know, long ignored positive legislation on healthcare to their own demise for the House. Man, 20, 30 years now, really. But I would say, Dan, you know, as bad as it was in some ways, there were some real bright spots.
Oh, yeah.
That you know, that, you know, the Republicans can take away. First of all, really, Donald Trump nearly single-handedly stopped the blue wave because there was going to be one. Had he not gotten out in front of it and rallied the base, it would have been a devastating evening for the Republicans.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And let me tell you, the other thing that the Dems that lost basically did wrong is they didn't message correctly. And I'm really sorry. I think Dana Roybacker is going to lose here, which is really a shame for him being from Orange County and a Reaganite like he was.
Yeah.
But it's the moderates that were in there that would kind of criticize under their breath Donald Trump. And what they did is the base that showed up for Donald Trump in these areas didn't show up for these members of Congress. I was stunned when I was looking at the numbers in Virginia, for example, when you look at some of the races there, how they were doing at one level of the ticket, but on the members of Congress, they just didn't show up. It was a huge ballot drop-off.
Well, right, and then the other thing that's kind of positive in my mind is that, look, in 2 years, this president has accomplished more than many presidents do in 4 or 8 even. I mean, he has really had some major, major accomplishments and is now set up really kind of nicely. It almost makes it easier now to win re-election and come back from a House deficit back into a positive situation in the House in 2020. So, you know, with the Democrats losing, he can use the Democrat characters, Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, and the rest as foils, and he will, and he should.
Yeah, and you're right.
Because they are absolute characters. You know, they're just absolute Looney Tunes. It's like looking at it, just get ready for the clown show, man. The rodeo is about over with. Here come the clowns. You know, the other one of the other things I would ask you, though, is now we've got a lame duck session of government before the Democrats come in January. Now, if I were the Republicans, and I say so, I would tell them the very first thing they should do is fully fund the border wall. That's the first thing they should do. And carry out any other legislative objectives of the president during this lame duck session. What say you?
Well, I'm not sure they have enough votes for the wall. That's just Republican votes. And that's a shame. But some of the people that would have voted against the wall aren't going to be there, and one of the reasons that they wanted to vote against the wall wouldn't vote for the wall is because they thought they wouldn't be there. Well, they're not going to be there, so maybe that could change things.
You're talking about in the House or on the Senate side?
In the House. In the House side.
In the lame duck session, you don't think there's enough support for it?
Not for fully funding the border wall.
Okay. Well,
I don't know. It depends on how many of the losers weren't going to be voting for. Let me ask Mo Brooks and see what he says.
Well, you know, Ryan and McConnell both promised Trump that they would fund the border wall after the election. So I'm wondering if there is not something to that, you know, during the lame duck session, I guess. But what do you think they should do with this lame duck session?
Well, that's a great question. I think what they need to do is hurry up real fast on the intelligence committee investigation into the FISA thing. I think that, and Donald Trump kind of hinted about it today during his press conference, I think they ought to declassify the information that's on the FISA warrants. I think they need to, by the way, Horowitz cited 50 FBI agents for taking bribes, meaning money, from media outlets, and has not made it anywhere in the news. I'm waiting for somebody to pick it up other than the rumor that's out there. So that one is kind of interesting. And I, you know, here's another thing. What's it going to do with, you know, the Attorney General? You know, what's going to happen with Sessions?
Well, I don't think that he'll let him go during the lame duck, but first of the year when the rest of the Senate, you know, is sworn in, he'll definitely have favorable Senate confirmation. So I'd wait till then if I was him to name a new Attorney General, and I think he should at this point name a new Attorney General, unless there is something to, you know, this wild-eyed rumor now that Sessions and Trump have been playing good cop, bad cop of some kind. You know, I don't see it, but, you know, who knows? I don't think Sessions plays that way, but, you know, maybe Trump has some cloak and dagger type thing going on there. But I don't see it. I'm going to take Trump at face value that, you know, they just don't get along, and Sessions is really not doing the job. So, you know, they should go ahead and get an attorney general in there that can truly clean the house and get the DOJ and FBI back to, you know, a respectable institution.
They need it, without a doubt. And the Rosenstein still is an enigma to me. You know, is he a white hat or is he a black hat? And yeah. I want something. I think something's going to happen now on the FISA and some other things.
Right. All right, guys. Well, listen, I want info on Sweet Creek, Sweet Creek, Sweet Creek.
You got a Sweet Creek for you. Give me month and day, Boris, now that we wouldn't recognize your name.
528.
528. Papa B, be listening in. We'll do that drawing on Friday.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by value pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned makes starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 5 days to return it for a full refund. 5 days to drive and decide. Need another reason to shop at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars? They're the area's largest buyer of used cars. Value pricing that can't be beat. 50 plus years of service to our community. A 5-day return policy. Credit options for everyone. And a huge inventory of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard. Or shop online at jackingram.com.
Mileage restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias, pergolas, and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440 or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lillian Wu, the president making his first public remarks since Democrats took hold of the House in midterm elections.
55 is the largest number of Republican senators in the last 100 years.
At a press conference just now, noting Republicans retain at least 51 Senate seats. There are calls for recounts in some races. In the Florida Senate race,
between Republican Rick Scott and Democratic incumbent Bill Nelson, is called for Scott, but Nelson won't concede and says the difference in voting means they'll demand a recount. The Scott campaign, however, says the race is over and Nelson is desperate. State elections officials say no recount would begin until after Saturday, and if the final tally reveals a 0.5% difference or less.
Fox's Evan Brown, the president, also saying he'd rather not answer questions about any possible changes to his cabinet at that time. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. A series of disturbances moving through will keep us wet at times from now through Friday. Scattered showers and thunderstorms around from time to time today. High 74. Tonight's low 60. Tomorrow, cloudy. Risk of more showers and storms here and there. High temperature around 71. On Friday, a high temperature near 70. Showers and thunderstorms are likely as a cold front slices through the state. Much cooler air follows over the upcoming weekend with a high near 60 on Saturday, near 40 on Saturday night, and a slice of even much colder air arriving during the early to middle part of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Their service is as sunny as the forecast, and their fee-free checking accounts can chase away the clouds. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
All the things you've done, I wouldn't criticize. I guess you had to wait.
272-9228, that's where we are. Wouldn't you know it, the folks that said that they were going to vote for Pelosi, kind of backing off that claim. A whole bunch of them, too. They're dodging the issue. Roll Call, the Hill got in contact with them. 28 said, dodge the question. Okay, we went from Papa B to Papa John. Papa John, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. How are you, my friend?
I'm great, Dan. How about yourself?
Very good.
Good, good. Look, with this turning out the way it did, it still makes me wonder what in the world American people are thinking when one of the biggest complaints that most people have is they don't ever seem to get anything done. And most of the time it's because you got a mixed marriage. You got Congress one way and Senate the other. Last time I remember even halfway working was when Newt Gingrich was in Congress, was Speaker of the House, and somehow he pulled some magic together or got the cauldron burning or whatever and managed to get some things done. And that brings me to another question. Right now, do you think that President Trump's got the back of his mind, well, if I can't get it done the way it should be done, then I'm going to take a book out of the Obama playbook and start signing executive orders?
I think what he's going to try to do is, and you're going to hear this in a piece that I agree with, a little triangulation like Clinton did. And what Clinton did is he went, okay, let's work on those things that we agree on, infrastructure, healthcare, things like that, DACA, and let's start at that as our beginning point and see if we can get some stuff done. Because it's really the Democrats that were, I mean, the Republicans that were holding that up. The Democrats want DACA. They just didn't want to give that victory to the Republicans.
Right. I don't understand. You know, what really, it seems to me that about that time is when it started, the government was run on the threat of closure all the time. And it was a blame game of who could blame the other one for being the one that's responsible for the government shutting down. And to me, it's a disservice to the American people to have to keep fighting that all the time. And I keep thinking in my mind, surely we've got patriots on both sides of the aisle that will say, you know, we need to be doing this because it's good for the country, not just because it's politically expedient for us. But I sometimes I wonder. And then again, I think again, if I'm a person who just witnessed what Kavanaugh went through, do I even want to be a part of it? It's so cutthroat, so dirty, so smelly. It's one of those things you just, somehow you think that people would begin to realize, even those that are thinking about going to commit themselves to public service, that it is public service. You need to be doing something for those people that you're supposedly representing to make their lives better. But
the problem is you've got people that are so entrenched and so want to be in charge that they're willing to perpetuate a falsehood. And you mentioned Kavanaugh. You know, something that you haven't heard, but there's a 400-plus page report that Grassley did, and we've got the clips of him talking about that two of the accusers basically confessed that they made it up, that they lied.
I didn't hear the details on that, but I did hear the headline on it. You just mentioned that it doesn't seem to be about money anymore. I mean, if it was, Nancy Pelosi would be gone. I mean, she's got millions of dollars stashed back in California, so all she's doing it for is for the power now. So, I just wish there could be a reckoning somewhere in people's minds, and I'm talking about the politicians specifically, where they would say, we just need to get this politics out of the way and let's start trying to do what's good for the American people so we can look back and say, we did our job. And find their reward in that instead of trying to find out that they are trying to find a way to gain more power. It's really disappointing to me, the whole scenario just seems like it's the same old, all over again, and it may change for 2 years, but then we go back to it in the midterm elections. And that makes me believe the American people are really a lot more stupid than they seem to be sometimes, and sometimes they seem to be awfully stupid.
Well, actually, what the American public and our government has formed, that gridlock isn't a bad thing in a lot of people's mind. The difference that you have here is you have two different philosophies. You have a philosophy of less government, more personal liberties and personal freedom, and then you have another philosophy that's more government, where government is taking care of all your needs. Those two things are completely in conflict with each other. And one thing that I clearly got out of last night is Donald Trump was right on in his micro-messaging by states. When he did it, I said it was brilliant. It is brilliant. Turned out with a great result. But you cannot do that on a congressional district level. And members of Congress have got to learn how to message themselves. And they're not doing it. There is no message by members of Congress. Thank you, Paul Ryan.
Well, you miss one method of government, and that's the one where they work real hard to get out of your way. And if you could ever get the mental attitude within both the Senate and Congress, we're trying to find ways to do as much as we can to make people's lives dependent on their own initiative, and we want to make things where we get out of their way. We're not going to do anything except what we're supposed to do, which is, you know,
that's
interstate commerce. Interstate commerce and fight wars.
That's limited government, but the problem is that's not what the Democrats want. A Democrat and a progressive media person, they want a center of power where the media is controlling that center of power, and the center of power is controlling and basically doing giving goodies out to the public for political purposes.
Oh yeah, cradle to grave. You know, one more thing, Dan. I'm gonna let you go. Sure. I had this thought the other day because they're talking about a universal Medicare. A lot of people don't realize you pay for Medicare. I pay every month out of my little stipend from the government. Part of that comes out to go pay for Medicare.
Right.
And if you had a family of four paying, you know, if it's two adults and two children, they're paying $400 a month. That's about. That's a start on where you're going to pay insurance premiums anyway. So it's although there's a lot of bad about it, I don't want the government controlling that what it can do medically. But a large insurance company that could do it for that price, that wouldn't be a bad idea. But you know, anyway. But it's like always. It's so great to talk to you. And let me tell you again, I appreciate so much what you do because you do kind of clear the fog out sometimes so we can actually see what's going on.
I like that. Thank you for the kind words, Papa John.
Yes, buddy. Have a good weekend.
You too. Oh, you're already getting rid of me for the weekend, huh? Not even going to say anything to me, huh? Let's go to Mark Penn. Mark Penn had kind of some interesting observation here, and he's going to use a terminology that maybe you've heard me use.
Taking over the House, now putting some of the president's sharpest critics in line to chair some crucial committees, and they could make his life a bit difficult.
So what investigations into the Trump White House will they pursue that we're all looking forward to? Mark Penn is a former senior advisor to both Bill and Hillary Clinton.
One of those investigations where you were on the receiving end of the subpoenas, maybe not you personally, but you were there when the Clintons were under fire from a Republican Congress.
I was. I doubt this White House is going to see more investigations because they've been through the most intensive investigation in history, the Mueller investigation, where virtually everybody was put under a spotlight. I think the real thing is Democrats may go after some of Trump's business enterprises, but on the other hand, they've got the Mueller report waiting. So since they probably should wait for that report, and that's the big kahuna of investigations, but really on the other side, Trump now can appoint a new attorney general who might appoint a second independent counsel, and so subpoenas could fly here
looking
every
at,
direction.
The FBI.
To investigate the investigator.
To investigate the investigators. And I think that will happen. I do think that will happen. He kind of alluded to it in the press conference, but I think what he can do is do a special counsel to investigate the FISA stuff, and then bring in all of the players that were involved in that, and then have a standing grand jury and do what Mueller did—just go shoot off on a tangent, not as off base as Mueller was, but you can do a lot out there. And there are a lot of folks that have a little risky business, let's say. News Talk 93.1, Dan Morris Show. We're going to be back right after this brief break.
The Dan Morris Show.
All of the things you've done, I wouldn't criticize. I guess you had your way, yeah.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Basements flood, security systems quit. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Last year alone, 41 million people lost power for an average of 5 days. And with severe storms becoming a common occurrence, it's only going to get worse. So how can you take back control? A Generac home standby generator protects your home against power outages every second of every day, all year long, ready to automatically supply power to your home within seconds of an outage, whether you're home or away. And because it runs on either natural gas or LP, you won't have to wait in line to buy gasoline ever. Control your power, control your life with a Generac home standby generator.
With affordable financing options available, now's the perfect time for Mr. Electric to install an automatic standby generator in your home. And remember, Mr. Electric provides maintenance for backup generators too. For more information, call Mr. Electric of Montgomery today.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
They've called Scott for the U.S. Senate seat, but Nelson is not dropping out right now. He's considering a recount, which can be required if you have one half or 1% or less vote difference between two candidates, which they would meet that their qualification. So might as well go ahead and let the count happen. They have nothing to lose. It's state money. I also want to get to a story about Georgia, where Georgia lady is not letting go either. And boy, she did a speech last night that I will have to say did more damage than it did good to her. And she was on national TV. So let's listen to Mark Penn on the second part of this. And he's going to be talking about House members messed up, which I agree with, and the triangulation similar to Clinton.
You say split decision, and it's and what you point out is it's rarely done where you increase your advantage in the Senate and lose the House.
Well, that's right. I think it's probably historically unprecedented, but the voters got what they wanted. The Republicans in the House messed up health care. Democrats ran a good message on that, and 40 of the Republicans even bailed. They had no message. They had no organization. They had no campaign. Over in the Senate, the Kavanaugh hearings exposed a lot of Democratic presidential candidates as too far to the left, and Lindsey Graham and Susan Collins stepped in, and I think that reaffirmed a Republican Senate. And so the voter said, this is the way I'm going to vote, and they did.
Now, Mark, of course Republicans want both chambers, Democrats want both chambers, but for those folks in the middle, is it better for our country if you have one chamber that's Democratic and one that's a Republican?
Well, look, our whole system is divided government. The question is, are the Democrats now going to sit down at the table and negotiate infrastructure, negotiate good budget deals? Are we going to see, say, maybe criminal justice reform? You know, Trump...
Criminal justice reform. I'd start
right?
there.
Could be. Trump really has had a list of Democratic items which he couldn't do while the Republicans
controlled
everything.
He wrote the book, The Art of the Deal. He's got an opportunity now.
Or Clinton, 2 years of investigations. We don't know.
You're asking him to do what Clinton and Reagan did. They were pretty good.
Yes, what Clinton did was to triangulate, and he's in a position to triangulate, and we'll see whether he does or the Democrats say no deal.
Yeah, it's how Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats handle this. They have an opportunity to do what they said that they want to do, and that's work together for the betterment of the country. You can do infrastructure, you can do health care, you could do DACA. You can take those three things, and that would be considered a pretty good mix that's there. And you can bring Republicans and Democrats together. They'll look like they're working with each other. Or Pelosi can not do that, kind of do her own thing, saying we're doing all this, and they're doing this liberal agenda that the Republicans will never pass in the Senate, and it just looks like stalemate government that's out there, inclusive of spending, and particularly in the Medicaid world that could kind of mess things up. I will say this. I think that if they will nationalize 2020 around Trump and a working, doable Congress where you flushed out all these moderates that didn't run for re-election, Sanford's seat, for example, the lady who beat Sanford in the primary, she lost in South Carolina.
Oh, interesting.
That is. That was amazing to me. That was one when I saw that one happen. It happened late. I said, that's not good.
No.
But you have several things here. One, all those people who got elected, like Lamb, who said, I'm not going to vote for Pelosi for Speaker. Does he change his mind on that, and does he renege on it? Because if he does, there's going to be a price to pay. If you look at some of these states where you did not have a big voter turnout, like Pennsylvania, that were the Trump supporters, and you did have a good, you know, base of the moderates showing up, then you're going to lose seats. But look at Florida with Trump at the top of the ticket. You've got holding the governor, and you got a U.S. Senate, two U.S. senators there. That's going to be pretty powerful. And that's going to make Florida, where those congressional districts down at the bottom of it are going to be better. Same thing in Missouri. If I was looking at Missouri as a Democrat, that when you look at their numbers, if they were just kind of close and they barely won those marginal races, I would be real worried about 2020 if the Republicans get smart. If they feel good candidates, and a lot of women won races, and that was smart of who the Democrats got. They got some military people, and they got women to run. And they got people who had, that were kind of new into the system, and they did well. Those are the folks they need to really come up with the right people to run for these offices.
And yes, folks, we are already talking about presidential politics. 2020 will be here before you know it. The Democrats will start ramping up their primary campaigns and debates even as early as early 2019. And let's keep in mind, I just reminded myself last night as I was looking at the 2016 election. You look at all those battleground states and the Rust Belt, and then it really came down to Trump's win was decided by 700,000, 800,000 people. And that's how tight those margins were in the Rust Belt. And so whatever the numbers were last night, that could spell trouble. But you have a lot of time to make up for this. But I think sometimes we make a lot, and Democrats, Republicans, everybody makes a lot of these victories, what it means in terms of a mandate or whatnot. It really comes down to the looking at the people on the ground in those districts that are the true battleground.
Believe it or not, presidential primary is only 15 months away.
Yeah.
15 months, first one. That's amazing.
Nuts.
That is amazing how quickly it's going to happen. And that's Iowa, then you have New Hampshire, then you have South Carolina. And this really is going to change things, particularly when you get down Florida and some in Georgia. Having these governorships is going to be very, very helpful for the Republicans here. Some of the ones that they lost, not so much, but those were what we call turnout states. Let me do this. Let me remind you about Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto, two locations on Madison Avenue, one location Bell Road, and then the new location in Millbrook. That's Highway 14 behind the McDonald's up on the hill. Go in and see Mike, All-American Mike, I call him, personal friend of mine, great guy. But here's the thing. If you've got $1,000 a month that you make and you can show that at an email address, then you can get credit for getting repairs done on your car. That is amazing to me. And Don Duncan says, like, automatic approval. It's going to get done, and we're going to do the work. So go and see Don Duncan and the whole gang there. But, guys, y'all are killing it in the Millbrook location because you like it so very much. Damn our show. We're going to be back right after our top of the hour break.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.